Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and our upcoming show in Elkhart, Indiana on November 21st. Tickets are still available. Hi, you're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Jesse from Minneapolis.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it. What do you do there in beautiful Minneapolis?
I work for Target. I'm a systems analyst.
Oh, I've heard of Target. They're a fine store. What do you do for them?
I back up the travel and expense systems, make sure employees are loaded, things like that.
Right.
Could you fix Obamacare?
Well, Jesse, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, fill in the last word or phrase correctly. Two of them, do that, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Sure.
Here is your first limerick.
Only vampires shop here quite often, so we need to make attitudes soften. Nude models recline by our boxes of pine. We've got pinups with girls by a...
coffin?
Right! A coffin. The Lindner Coffin Company of Poland just released its 2014 calendar, and it features 12 months of pictures of naked women posing on coffins. Lying on top of coffins, leaning against coffins, sitting on coffins, ruining sex for you forever on coffins.
And where do we buy this?
Mm-hmm. You can look at it online. You no need to buy it.
Well, I'd like to have it in my home. That's all.
Yeah. It's true that sex sells, but what are they hoping for here? That coffin's so sexy, you won't be able to shut the lid. Here is your next limerick.
The shutdown locked folks for a loop, and the EPA had to regroup. We cleaned out our fridge. It's our own heartburn ridge with a 16-year-old can of...
soup?
Yes, indeed, soup! With most workers stuck home for 16 days during the government shutdown, somebody had to clean out the office fridge over at the EPA, and there, in the back of the refrigerator, somebody found a can of Campbell's soup from 1997, right?
From the last shutdown, basically.
Somewhere in America, there is a Clinton appointee feeling pretty guilty now about the all-staff email he sent out accusing somebody of stealing his lunch.
That's awesome.
It's worth pointing out, this is the agency charged with being aware of the toxins in our environment. Here is your last limerick.
Here in China, we like pumpkin spice. But oh dear, that's a real costly vice. Did you say 31? You're putting me on. Who on earth can afford this steep
price?
Yes, indeed, price. While we trouble ourselves with silly issues like health care, the Chinese government is taking on the scourge of overpriced lattes at Starbucks. A new 30-minute long report on China State TV pointed out that Starbucks lattes cost a third more in China than they do here. How unjust. Still, citizens there love it. They're anxiously awaiting the release of the seasonal lead spice latte. Carl, how did Jesse do in our quiz?
Jesse, you were perfect. 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Jesse. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, then I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup.